Everybody, before we get into this week's News AF, I want to take a moment and thank one of our sponsors, and those are the people over at Theragun, the handheld battery-operated professional-grade percussive therapy device that helps to alleviate pain, improve mobility, and enhance performance. And I've got the biggest Theragun fan that I know here on the line. It's the First Lady of Podcasting, Nicole Cisternino. Nicole, how are you?
Hello, I'm good after a Theragun treatment.
Yes, Nicole actually competed in a Tough Mudder. Is that a trademark name, Tough Mudder?
No, it actually wasn't a Tough Mudder. It was one level down. We're getting ready for the Tough Mudder in April.
Okay, a Lady Muddy obstacle course over the weekend, something that definitely produces sore muscles, and luckily we have a Theragun at the ready for Nicole.
Yes, I woke up still muddy, mud in places where they shouldn't be, and sore muscles.
Yeah, and that's where the Theragun comes in. It's the easy-to-use handheld device that helps to relieve tension and increase blood flow, and it uses percussive therapy, which is unlike any massage device that you've tried. Designed by a chiropractor, so you know it's legit. It is therapeutic for all body types, whether you're an athlete, a mom, a business professional, fitness enthusiast, or a person who experiences pain. The Theragun provides a natural approach to improving your physical health and wellness. And another use for the Theragun is that I actually, Nicole needs a foot massage so badly that I get carpal tunnel syndrome, but the Theragun is able to come right in and work wonders, right?
Yes, I wear heels every day, all the time. My feet hurt.
Yeah, and the Theragun just comes in. Who's that? You have kids with you? We're talking about the Theragun.
Oh my God, he's picking up garbage and putting it in his mouth.
Okay, tell him that, listen, that don't create any more tension, otherwise we have to get the Theragun back out, because muscle soreness after working out makes it difficult to get through the day. Theragun is going to change the way how you feel, especially I get the tech neck working at the computer. Theragun is great for that as well. If you're getting back into working out, you know that you can get tightness and soreness, and the Theragun is going to help before, during, and after your workouts to be a game changer. After your workouts, Theragun releases tension, enhances muscle repair, and reduces any post-workout soreness. It's designed to speed up your recovery and boost long-term performance. Check out on the website when they have like the slow motion. You could see what Theragun is doing to your muscles. Relief from muscle tension, soreness, stiffness, and knots, plus increases blood flow as well. Get two free attachments with the purchase when you use the promo code Rob10 over at Theragun.com. Promo code Rob10. Two free attachments with purchase. Nicole, thank you so much for coming and talking with me about the Theragun.
No, thank you, Theragun, for saving my muscles.
All right, Nicole, have fun. We got some News AF waiting for you when you get home, okay?
Bye.
Hey, everybody, what's going on? Rob Cisternino back here to talk with you about the week's most interesting news stories for the last week of November 2019 here on News AF.
If a story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual, factual news.
Yes, everybody is sitting at the big News AF table with a cornucopia of news in front of us. And here, the man who's ready to carve up all of the stories for you and serve you from the white meat and the dark meat of everything going on. Here is Tyson Apostle. Tyson, how are you?
I'm just so thankful to be here.
Yeah,
I mean, my cup spilleth over with gratitude, and it's the one week of the year where even Danny is not cynical as he gives thanks and praises to all of his blessings.
Yes. Oh, thank you. Can I be the gravy of News AF?
Yeah. What kind of gravy would you be? Vegan gravy?
That disgusting gelatinous gravy. That if it's cool, it has the consistency of Jello.
But it's not like a lumpy Jello.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. It's a lumpy Jello. But when it's heated to near boiling temperatures, it's delicious.
Like anything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. Everything's better when brought to nearly boiling temperatures.
Yeah, that's right. Of course, here with us to say grace, Mr. Danny Bryson. Danny, how are you?
And verily, verily, I am great.
All right. So here we are. It's Thanksgiving week. We've done it again. Another Thanksgiving here on News AF. Can you believe it, Danny?
Gosh, I just... things happen so quickly as you grow older. Time is precious.
Danny, will you be out doing any holiday shopping after dinner on Thursday?
My fingers will be shopping for sure.
On your body or what? I don't get what you...
First on the keyboard.
Okay.
Stroking those keys.
Okay.
Later.
But then will you do any holiday shopping online after that?
Yes. Then after I'm done with my keyboard, I will be doing some online shopping. Yes.
That'll be cool.
I hate shopping. I hate buying stuff unless it's for me. So Christmas is a real hard time for me, actually.
Yeah.
Spend money on other people. It's actually really hard.
Yeah.
People don't recognize that.
Mm-hmm.
That's like tough for selfish people. Christmas.
Yeah. Christmas is the hardest for selfish
struggle.
People.
Yeah, exactly.
Especially when you know you're not getting what you want from anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're like, oh, great.
I hear that.
Sweater and some church slacks.
Yeah. I hear that.
Some more Mormon garments. Thanks, kids.
Yeah. There's also a lot of pressure because I feel like that my wife gets me a lot of presents that I didn't want. And then she gets like angry with me for not liking what she got me. But I feel like that if anything, you know, she's the one who screwed this up. Why am I in trouble that she didn't get me what I want, anything I wanted, and I'm in trouble?
Well, and I'm pretty even keel, so you could get me like a briefcase full of gold bars, and I'd be like, cool, thank you. And they'd be like, that's all? And you're like, well, I mean, I'm stoked. I can't wait to spend all of this or figure out how to like turn gold into cash somehow, but whatever. I am grateful, and I know that my face and my actions don't seem like I am as grateful as I am, but this is all I can do for you.
Yep, that's how I am.
Yeah, not too high, not too low. So,
yep, Gen X.
I guess that's, you know, I gotta work on that. I gotta work on then just being sort of more just like flat.
Just over the top.
Yeah.
Oh, why do you swing high and low?
I swing low.
Well, you got half of it,
so
that's pretty good.
I'll work on that. All right, well, let's talk about everything that's going on here today. Huge story from one of my favorite websites it has been trending in these last 24 hours. Tyson, you and I and Danny have discussed for a couple of years the website cameo.com, where all the famous people can go and finally they can get their voice out to the masses for a nominal fee.
Yeah.
And so
we love it. I've been encouraged to get on there a bunch of times. If we can get a petition.org to get, 8,000 signatures for me to join Cameo.
It's only 5,000 in Canada, I thought.
Oh, it's 5,000. You know, I will do it.
Cameo, sometimes we've watched a few of these videos, they kind of give off of a hostage vibe, like people reading a hostage letter, like, hey, how are you? And sometimes they do it a little over the top, but
yeah, the Brett Favre one was from the heart. You could tell that one was from the heart.
It shouldn't have been. I should have scrutinized that letter a little bit more, but I feel like these are celebrities who are trapped in Cameo, and it's like they're saying things, but they don't feel it
or mean it.
Yeah.
So this Cameo in question comes from Danny, one of your fellow musicians, the frontman of the band Sugar Ray. Mark McGrath actually made news this week. Are you a fan of the Sugar Ray?
I was trying to remember a song. What's their big song?
What is their big song?
Every morning.
Yeah,
you know more of their songs than I do.
I think they've got a couple other ones that are pretty big.
But yeah, let's just say I had his poster on my wall,
and you did have his T-shirts too. And remember, you would always be like, "I have a band, and I want it to be like Sugar Ray."
I called it Sugar Dan. Sugar
Dan, right? Now, when you say, "Let's just say I had his poster on my wall," you didn't really, though.
No,
okay.
I don't know any of their music, but go ahead.
Okay, it's not the same genre that you listen to.
No,
it's not.
I only listen to depressing music. I think his was a little bit more
and angry. You'll listen to angry music.
Angry and depressing. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, look, if you were making $100 cameos after you had like a very successful career, you'd be ready to make some depressing music, too.
I'm sure that that's just right around the corner. He's about to release a new album called Cameo.
I think right before you make depressing music, I think you make cameos. I think that's the order of progression.
They go hand in hand.
Yeah. So Mark McGrath was recently paid $100 to break up with a woman's boyfriend over Cameo.
Cool. Money well spent, I think.
I think so, too.
Tyson, yeah, totally. You would do this for free.
Would I?
I think you did offer this service to somebody once.
You would, yeah. Would you dump people for free, or you would charge a fee?
Well, I think now I have to charge a fee, especially now that we put it out there. I'm going to get millions of people.
Yeah,
$101.
Tyson, will you dump my husband for me?
$99.
Ooh, that's next level stuff, Rob.
Yeah.
Fly me out and pay me a few $1,000 and I'll do it in person.
No, don't do it in person. You'll get stabbed at some point. You don't want to get into a love triangle.
Would you serve divorce papers in person?
Yeah.
Like, hey, oh my God, it's Tyson. Like, oh, well, I've got some bad news. Here's
your answer. I know I'm your favorite Survivor contestant of all time, but I'm not here for you. I'm here on behalf of your significant other.
I'm actually here to get your signature.
Wow. So this is the next step. So this is like celebrity serving divorce papers, because I guess what I see in movies, it's hard to find the person. If you know you're going to get, if you don't accept divorce papers, then you can never get divorced.
That's true.
If you have like, hey, hold on a second. Is that...
Are you Macaulay Culkin from Home Alone?
I would be really concerned if he was standing in front of my door and I saw him through my Ring camera.
Oh, dude, he definitely looks like he's lived a life.
No, I'd get on the intercom and be like, I don't have any drugs.
Yeah, I'd talk to him through the door for a little while. And
Mark McGrath?
No,
Macaulay Culkin. Yeah. So you got to pick the right.
Well, the shoe would be on the other foot if you were inside the house and he was trying to
break in.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Let me in your house.
Open up. Like, you'll never get in.
Could you imagine that new story?
Is that the reboot of Home Alone? Is him trying to get in other people's homes now
to serve them papers?
During the holidays.
Maybe.
Actually, that's a pretty good movie. I like that, Tyson.
Yeah. Maybe he's trying to serve the divorce papers and then he's going to break up a family. And then the kids don't want the parents to get divorced. So it's like, all right, if we don't let this guy into the house, then mom and dad can't get divorced.
Oh, and then he's getting in the house and they're setting up little booby traps. And he's should remember a lot of them, but he doesn't.
He's been through a lot.
A little bit of Pineapple Express storyline there mixed in with some Home Alone.
Yeah. All right. So do you want to hear Mark McGrath breaking up with the boyfriend over Cameo? So
yeah,
he was 100%. Yes.
So, all right. This was the message that was sent from Mark McGrath to break up with this woman's boyfriend.
Hey, what is up, Braden? It is Mark McGrath from the band Sugar Ray, off the charts, but always in your heart. And this cameo was booked by Cheyenne, and she wants you to know a few things. And this is a little difficult for me to say because it's the first one of these I've done, but she wants
you to know. It's the first one ever?
You mean a lot to her. You mean the world to her. But she's having difficulty staying in this long distance relationship. You know, it's tough. I've been on the road for years. And I've been with my wife a long time. And the biggest arguments, the biggest, you know, obstacles in our relationships is the distance between us. It makes it very difficult when we're on the road, and it's hard. So Cheyenne is trying to let you know, Braden, that it's very, very tough for her to stay in this relationship. She still cares about you a lot. You never know what the future may hold, and she still wants to be friends with you because obviously she cares about you very, very much. And she wants you to know, good luck on your thesis coming up. Probably the best timing, Cheyenne, when he's doing his thesis, but I understand. You know, you got.
Danny, what is the response of the receiver of the message to Cheyenne?
Have we checked his blinking for Morse code? Is Mark McGrath being held against his will?
Dude, this is so great because
so painful.
This is the era that I have been waiting for, and I didn't know I was waiting for it, but I am. Where we pay celebrities who think they're so rad. Mm-hmm. To do the dumbest and most difficult things that we don't want to do.
Yeah.
And they just do them because
crazy.
Whatever.
Okay, so you're saying that the next step is then celebrity Uber, celebrity DoorDash, where it's like, okay, well, I could get, you know, pay $18 to get the pizza, but I could pay $70 to then
get Mark McGrath
to deliver the pizza.
And sing a melody as he, and you can put a special request for him to sing something while he hands it over to you.
Yeah. Wow. This is,
you know what, this is good for the celebrities because then it thwarts the turn to prostitution and pornos. You know what I mean? They don't have to go down that route. We're offering them another outlet when they become washed up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm not sure if I necessarily agree with that logic, Danny.
I'm just saying that a lot of these people, they've got nowhere else to turn, right? Once their career kind of ends. And sometimes they turn to more seedy business practices. And what you're offering is some honest money to do.
This might be a gateway drug, Danny.
What, this might be?
Yeah.
How so?
Well, it's like, hey, you know, I'll pay you X to do the next one. And it's like, well, I'm already doing it. So,
okay. I see what you're saying. So this is, this is actually going to lead.
I'm already making humiliating videos online.
you know what? I think you're right. I think I had it backwards.
Tyson, I would like to know what do you think the next phone call between Braden and Cheyenne went with? Because I feel like that.
Oh man, I feel she has to change her number at this point. Like she just got to ghost him.
Really, Mark McGrath? I don't even like Mark McGrath.
But that's what makes it so funny, dude. Do you think that...
I don't even know who this is. I don't even have... He didn't even make a song while I've been alive.
The guy from Surreal Life?
He was on Celebrity
Big Brother. Oh, on Celebrity Big Brother? That's how he's known now.
You know what? I do like it because if you're going to fire someone, you could hire someone like this to do
it. Or no, this is the future. That's what I'm saying. Any difficult conversation...
Yes.
Like Rob, let's say, okay, something crazy happened on one of your favorite TV shows, and it's very difficult for you to talk about and approach in a way that's going to be pleasing to everyone. So what you do is you hire Mark McGrath to just, you know, do a thing, and then you're like absolved completely from messing up at all.
And the blow is softened by it being delivered by someone like this. You know what I mean? Yes. It's so confusing. It totally short circuits people who receive messages like you're being fired, but it comes from this guy's face. It's like, I don't even know how to take this news. And by the time they digested it, you've already moved on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Danny, will we now have a different reaction where you see like, oh, Danny Bryson, you have an incoming message from Lindsay Lohan. Like, oh no, what happened?
Yeah, actually, it will make it so that when you see a celebrity, you turn and run, which is, again, benefiting celebrities, especially the lower tier celebrities, because now you're not going to be harassing them as much. So they get
you don't want to get served
breathing space. Yeah. You don't know what kind of message they're going to share.
Yeah. So you're like walking down the street and all of a sudden you see
Lindsay Lohan
pop out and Kim Kardashian and be like, hey, Rob, are you Rob Sester? And you know, I got some, and you just turn and run
across the street.
Tyson, how do you think that Braden's thesis is going to come out?
Oh, angry, but he'll probably get an A. Yeah. I mean, is it philosophy? What is he doing here?
I don't know. I also think that Mark McGrath says thesis really weird.
You know,
he says it.
Good luck on your thesis coming up.
No, he says it
the second time.
Cheyenne, when he's this doing one. His thesis.
Thesis.
You really like that, don't you, Rob?
Thesis. He's just emphasizing it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's putting a little spin on, a cute little spin on it.
Yeah, he's a vocal artist.
Here, like, he's a professional. Yeah, really, you should have waited for him to finish his thesis first.
Yeah.
You know,
I love this, holidays. And I love that it went viral, and I love that this is now what Mark McGrath is best known for.
Yeah. Also, Danny, Cheyenne definitely has already met somebody, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Like, this is poor timing right before the holidays.
I did see, I saw some study about which state breaks up the most often before it's the
cuffing
holidays.
Season,
which is a weird, weird survey to take. But there are some states where breaking up before the holidays is a thing.
Is that the move? I don't know.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. You know why it's the move?
You don't have to buy presents.
No, that's not the big move.
Yeah. Why?
Meet parents.
All of that. Yeah. The big move is having to do a bunch of stuff with the other family. If you're just going to break up with them in a month or two anyways.
Yeah.
So if you're like, okay, I got to do this chore of going to this other family's and doing this other family's thing, and then pretending like I'm totally down with this other family, only to then break up after the holidays, that doesn't make sense. I want to get it now so that I don't have to do all
that. If you time it right, you can get a present from him and then break up right after. Mm-hmm. So you still get what you want. Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah. And she already spent her $100 on Mark McGrath. So that's sort of like sort of blew the budget.
Yeah. That's his present.
Danny, is this going to be Mark McGrath's thing exclusively? Like, do you think that people will be turning? Will Mark McGrath have like 19 new cameo requests for breakups today?
I hope so. I think he handled that. He put in some personal touches. Mm-hmm. He did it with great skill. He delivered it.
It was awesome.
Yeah. With aplomb.
Tyson, is there a better person than Mark McGrath to have for a breakup? I mean, I'm looking on
Dr. Phil.
Dr. Phil, I think. I don't know if he's on there.
There's no way he's on there, but he'd be a good guy.
Yeah. Ooh, he'll be on there.
Ernie Hudson.
Who's that?
Who's that?
Winston from the Ghostbusters.
Oh, that would be cool.
Yeah.
But he wouldn't be better. I think you'd need like somebody serious, like somebody from the Godfather films.
What about Steve Guttenberg?
Cool. Also very cool. How much is he?
He's only 125 for Steve Guttenberg.
How about Christopher Walken?
I don't know if he's on there.
He wouldn't be on there, but I'm thinking in terms of delivery, you wouldn't question it.
Yeah.
You know, okay. I am broken up.
Yeah. This, he does have a lot of gravitas.
Yeah.
What about our old friend Ken Bone, Tyson?
No,
Ken
no.
Bone.
You'd just be receiving a breakup notice from a stranger. Not a Ken Bone star has crashed to the earth.
And no one knows who he was. What about Bagel Boy?
No, he was hospitalized
for getting in a fight.
Something happened. I think he had like a stroke or a heart attack.
Oh, okay, so maybe he's offline.
He's off.
Steven Fishback.
Oh, yeah, we should hire. How much is he?
I think he works cheap, but I do think that he is not active on Cameo right now.
But he is eloquent.
Yeah. So there's plenty of Survivor people that you could get for that. OK.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about some Thanksgiving stuff going on. And Danny, you were talking about the gravy, and I wonder if maybe you might be a little more excited about the gravy if it was infused with cannabis.
I think that it'll help smooth along a lot of Thanksgiving conversations.
Well, it's certainly going to help accelerate the amount of food that's being enjoyed over the course of Thanksgiving.
Smart move. And by the mom.
Afternoon naps are going to be so hardcore.
The roof. That's where the company Kiva Confections comes in, and they are working to have a new Thanksgiving tradition, a Thanksgiving turkey gravy loaded with THC.
THC.
Delicious. Does that add flavor, or what does that add?
I don't believe that it's going to add much flavor to it, but it's going to provide you with 10 milligrams of THC in a single serving packet. So there's kids at the Thanksgiving table. So I think that's probably the way to do it. I don't know how you heat up the single serve packet.
Is it safe to mix THC with that?
Tryptophan.
Is that safe to mix those two?
We're going to find out.
Mm. I mean, people are going to be put into comas. Relaxation comas, post-turkey, post-pot turkey comas.
Yeah.
And they'll wake up right before Christmas. Perfect. That would be perfect, actually.
That would be. You'd be so slim. Yeah. Down from not eating for the last few weeks because you'd be in such a coma.
Well, and you would have missed all the Christmas music and all the obnoxious. See,
well, now you're really selling me, Danny.
Yeah,
so I already went to a restaurant that was blasting Christmas music yesterday.
How loud, Tyson?
Fairly loud enough to hear.
Yeah. Did you vomit?
No, I was like, that restaurant is synonymous with Christmas music, so I was like, oh, okay.
You didn't have
Danny like would know the restaurant. It's Neater's.
Oh,
it's
and the thing is, they're also selling Christmas decorations. Yeah.
This is a weird little restaurant chain that's in Utah and Arizona, Rob, that sells crafts and food.
It's like a modern day Cracker Barrel.
Okay.
So let's say you were going in there and you're like, oh, you know what I need? I need some like wooden angels with shimmery shine paint on them with like a cutesy poop something or other. Then, but I also am hungry for like a average turkey sandwich. That's the place you would go.
No THC turkey.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I don't know who this is for. I wonder if this.
What are you talking about? I know who this is for.
Who is it for?
It's for those families Colorado. Where Thanksgiving is a contentious time of the year.
Yes,
you're mixing families from different areas. Maybe social, economic, whatever. Yeah. And so you need it to bring everyone just to calm everybody down.
Okay.
And to turn the conversation to interesting things like the things we talk about on News AF.
I get it.
I see a value in this.
Can I ask you a question, Danny?
Yes.
Are you going to your families for Thanksgiving, your parents?
Yeah. No IHOP for me this year.
No IHOP this year.
Mm. That really sounds like that.
Are you all, is it potluck style?
Yeah. A lot of people bring a lot of stuff. Yeah.
And whose will you be avoiding out of all your siblings?
I know you want me to say on this podcast who I'll be avoiding, but I won't.
Just
I won't.
One.
I won't be drawn
just
into that. Name. None of them will have pot though. Maybe someone.
Not even, you don't even think Widge?
I don't think he's coming. He's in New York.
Oh, he's the fancy pants lawyer still.
Yeah. Yeah. So he will be there.
What about Zach? Zach's going to do weed, dude.
Zach doesn't grow any. Zach doesn't cook or do any of that. He just plays Destiny. So no, stop trying me to say who it's going to be. It's not going to be anyone who brings something I'm not going to eat.
Okay.
I won't eat any of it, no matter who brings it.
He'll eat it all.
He's going to eat it all.
Yeah.
He loves his family.
Okay. All right. So if you want to, if anybody has any wild Thanksgiving stories involving cannabis infused gravy, please.
Where can you buy this? What state? What was it again?
Well, I believe in certainly in the state of California or any place where that they have recreational marijuana laws. But these packets are still single serving. Danny, I think that maybe the idea is more people might be on the day after Thanksgiving, maybe on the leftover turkey sandwich, maybe. Somebody's going to give that a try.
Yeah. Well, there won't be any leftovers if you, if you start with the gravy.
That's right.
You'll be munching your way through all that, right.
But Tyson, this is probably Broga. Nobody's having cannabis infused gravy.
Yeah, this is Broga. This has gone full Broga.
Yeah.
Full Broga. There's much easier ways to get cannabis into your system than cannabis infused gravy.
Yeah, but there's not a lot of ways to sneak cannabis into the other people's system.
That's true. Can you imagine, Danny, if you brought cannabis gravy and was just like, this is the best gravy we have ever had, and then your entire family eats it?
I can't even imagine what would happen
Wavy
the next
gravy.
Day.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk about another holiday story, because according to this article, millennials allegedly want to ban Secret Santa because it gives them anxiety, according to a recent study.
Yeah, there's lots of reasons to ban Secret Santa, and this is one of them. Rachel's family had Secret Santa with all of her siblings, and it was a $50 limit, but you didn't want to go under $50 by too much, because you know you were going to get something that was exactly $50, but you're not supposed to go over. But my argument, since I joined the family, was if I want something for $50, I'm going to buy it. And if I don't want something bad enough, that's only $50, then that's the reason I don't own it. So for you to come to me and be like, hey, what do you want for $50? I'm like, I don't know this. Then it's something that I get that I never, ever use.
The reason I hate Secret Santa is because it exposes my selfishness.
I thought you were going to say because Santa wasn't real.
No, because all of a sudden it's like, hey, can you buy this for this person? I'm like, one, even though they're my sibling, I don't know much about them. And two, I really don't want to spend any money on anyone other than myself.
Yeah.
And it's like painful to have that revelation reoccurring every single year when Secret Santa.
This is what our Secret Santa was like feeling like, was that all of the siblings would gather around the toilet and we'd each put a $50 bill in and flush it at the same time.
Tyson, would you agree that the Secret Santa is far less superior than the Yankee swap?
What's that?
That's everybody buys a present.
The elephant gifts.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
That's cool. Yeah. But that's only cool if people are, A, if there's awesome gifts in there, and if there's hilarious gifts in there.
Yeah, I don't support the Yankee swap.
Oh, you
because
don't like
all it is, it's a transfer of junk. And it's a way, it's also a waste of money, and that everybody gets something that they think is funny, but not practical and will not be used.
Yeah, it's true.
It's a movement of garbage from one person to another.
Yeah, but
it is true. But once in a while, like you get the... Once in a while, you get the wealthy guy coming in with like a brick of cash or something. And then you're like,
oh, well, yes. That's a swap I wouldn't mind being at.
Well, proverbial iPod.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. But the swap thing, I really have a hard time with some people in my family, not my immediate family.
Go on.
Who basically just give garbage as presents. And it's just the dollar store is pumping out landfill material at a just insane rate.
Yeah.
That's all they're doing. They're just like, how can we fill up the landfill
and
faster?
We're paying for it.
Let's create dollar stores which sell junk that breaks within 5 minutes of the kid getting his hands on it, and then just go straight to a landfill.
Tyson, is that a dollar store Elsa keychain?
It probably is. But this is the thing, Danny. I agree with all the things you said, but why would I spend $50 on a toy for Bergen or Marlo when
you
they
shouldn't.
Are
you
more
shouldn't
than them. Pleased with a dollar store squishy?
Okay. Oh, Tyson, if you're buying one dollar store item, okay. I actually don't think kids should get lots of presents. I know I sound like Scrooge, but
okay. Like, go on, Danny.
Very much so.
Yeah, I feel like testify.
I've said this the last couple of years. This isn't anything new. I feel like you should get the kid one thing that you know they will use, and it doesn't matter if it's expensive or
one
not.
One thing they want and one thing they need.
Yeah, actually, that's actually a really good idea. And then you've set this precedent where they don't expect to get a mountain of garbage because all my house is filled. I mean, I'm looking at it on the floor right now with junk that has been given to them. They've used once, and all it does is get moved around the house until it ends up in the garbage.
So why don't we create a house that's on like a dump truck tilt thing, hydraulic, and you can tilt the house and dump all the garbage out of it into
the
front
lawn. That would not be a bad idea.
For the garbage trucks to come and collect and put in the landfill.
It is so awful. I can't even tell you how much I hate the transfer of junk. And the Postal Service is one of the biggest criminals when it comes to transferring junk.
Dude, that's the only way they make money though.
But yeah, it is. It's going to be junk. But then it's not just them. It's like all these people just pushing garbage.
Yeah.
All of these sidebar advertisements are just pushing garbage. Well, all of the Instagram advertisements are pushing garbage. It's like, no.
Danny, stop. I don't know if this will help, but at least it would save money. What if we just took all the toys in your house and then you got like a moving van and then brought them to my house, and I send you all the toys that are in my house. And
a good idea. That is a good idea.
It wouldn't cost us anything except for the U-Haul truck, and then
except for $1,000 each.
Yeah,
so. I really should be giving these toys away to needy families because my kids are spoiled. I'm spoiled, right? Mm-hmm. Other kids would see value in some of these stupid toys, but my wife clings to them as if they are the most important childhood memories. You know, like each one she fights over. We can't get rid of that. He used to play with that when he was two. I'm like, he was two 8 years ago. It's like, we should, at the very least, Rob, I think you've hit upon an idea that lots of other people
can take a picture of it. Tell Liz to take a picture of it.
Take a picture of it, but then move it on to Rob's house or to someone else's house where their kids.
And then, you know, then your toys come to my house and then my kids are excited, like, oh, new toys. Oh, great. And just, you know, just keep the toys moving around. Sure, we'll be passing cold and flu germs all over the place, but
but that's how you strengthen immune systems. You know,
think of the money we'll be saving on toys.
So what we do is we get this Mark guy to do toy transferring like a Santa Claus.
Hey, and what it's Mark McGrath. And you know those toys that you've been playing with? Oh, I'm real sorry about that, but they're moving on to another home. The good news, you're getting some other kids' toys. So I hope that's okay.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect, bro.
It'll be perfect for you the next time that you get that break from school that we like to call a recess.
Recess. Yeah, no, that is a great, I think that's a golden idea. Toy swap. And then, I mean, it would be nice if you could keep the toys kind of in the same town. It seems a little excessive to move my toys all the way to California.
Right.
But maybe yours could slowly work their way up here and mine could slowly work their way down there.
Yeah.
But the goal is really to eliminate all of the garbage that my house is filled with that some of my kids call toys. Mm-hmm. And all I call Christmas is just the time for that the garbage bins to be refilled inside the house.
Yeah. We also, here's the other thing you can do. You can hide the toys. Mm-hmm. And then bring them out at a later date. Once they get bored with them, just put them in a box, put them up on the shelf, and then for a celebration, bring them down. And then it's kind of nostalgic. We're like, oh, I remember all these great toys that I didn't play with. And you're like, yeah, you can play with them right now before we put them away.
I used to throw away toys and somehow they would end up back in the house. It was almost as if there was some spirit that was or ghosts, but
spirit of Saint
my
Nicholas.
Kids could sense the toys that they haven't played with in a year.
Going something in the trash.
Something's been thrown in the garbage. I feel a disturbance in the garbage force. Mm-hmm. And then they'd go and retrieve like their favorite stick that I've been tripping on for the last year.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got into a discussion with my lovely wife the other day over that we had a birthday party for my younger son. And then we came home with all the presents from the birthday party and he wanted to open every single present immediately upon getting home. And I thought that we should try to one present a day for that. But nope. That I lost out. And then we opened everything in an hour and then he was crying about 30 minutes later.
It's so awful.
So, just to go back to this story real quick of how we got here of millennials who say that they Secret Santa gives them anxiety. This is specifically talking about in the workplace that the feeling is, according to this study, that the financial strain of contributing to activities such as Secret Santa and presents for birthdays and promotions led to 26% of young workers to dip into their savings. Millennials are feeling like that it's too much anxiety, both for what to get people and then also economically. 17% reported that they felt judged by their coworkers for their choice of gift as well.
I agree. I'm on the side of the millennials.
Your side with the millennials.
Yep.
After last week, you came down on the millennials.
What did I come down on the millennials for? I typically don't come down too hard on them.
I don't remember, but I remember saying that the millennials are not going to like Danny for what he's saying.
Okay, well, it's possible. I do say a lot of things that people might not like. But in this case, I could see it. It does, unfortunately, a rule against Secret Santa would only reinforce selfish people like me. Mm-hmm. Like we'd only become more selfish.
Yeah.
So Secret Santa does force you to think about other people, maybe take into consideration what they might like, what they might need. But that's just not a millennial thing, I guess, and not my thing either.
Okay.
It's not my thing either.
All right. Well, hopefully I have something here that is your thing, Tyson. From our friends over at Brooklinen. You know, you spend a third of your life in sheets. Don't you want them to be?
I'd say a half.
Yeah. If you're lucky, you want them to be insanely comfortable. Sheets are important. I was in a real tug of war with the first lady of podcasting over sheets, and I know that not having access to the sheets can be very frustrating. thing. Luckily for you, Brooklinen is having their biggest sale yet this Black Friday through Cyber Monday. Home of the internet's favorite sheets, Brooklinen has over 50,000 five-star reviews and counting. That Brooklinen was founded in early 2014 by a husband and wife, Vicky and Rich Fullop, who wanted to find beautiful home essentials that didn't cost an arm and a leg, with a mission to make you feel comfortable. They were the first direct-to-consumer bedding company, and they've moved from the beyond the bedroom to offer essentials for your bathroom, like towels, shower curtains, and bath mats, luxury sheets, robes, loungewear, towels, and more. All luxury products without the luxury markup. The Brooklinen sheets are my favorite sheets that we have. If they're not on my bed, I throw a tantrum, Tyson. I said, "Where are my Brooklinen sheets?" And Nicole says, "What about these other ones?" No, it's not Brooklinen.
No,
get out of here. Get out of here. Get out of here. Danny, do you like softness?
Yeah, I mean, I don't like to sleep in sheets that feel like potato sacks.
Do you like comfort?
Always.
Do you like essentials to help you relax?
What does that mean? Essentials?
Yeah.
Yeah, like your robe and your slippers and all the things that you always wear around your house.
Oh, I don't wear those things. I don't typically relax.
Well, you should try it.
You should.
Brooklinen has them all. Brooklinen.com is having their biggest sale ever, and it's happening right now for Black Friday through Cyber Monday. Brooklinen is so confident in their product that all their sheets, comforters, and towels come with a lifetime warranty. The only way to get access to their biggest event ever and free shipping is to go to Brooklinen.com. That's Brooklinen.com before December 3rd. And if you're hearing this and it's post Black Friday and Cyber Monday, what are you doing listening to these old news AFs? You can still use the promo code Rob at Brooklinen.com for 10% off and free shipping anytime. Brooklinen, everything you need to live your most comfortable life, or as I like to say, no sleep till Brooklinen. Okay. All right.
That was good. Did you come up with that?
I did. I tell them that they could use that for free, but they have not.
They should jump on
they
that.
They haven't used it yet.
They haven't used it yet in national ad campaigns. Okay.
Yeah. You know what we want to do? What's you know that? What we do, Rob, here? Because you talked about the sheets.
Yes.
We each have our own.
Yeah, oh, that's smart.
Yeah.
That's smart. I mean, I sleep, not to go, you know, I don't think anybody cares about this, but, you know, I'm like a corpse. Like, I stay still, just put the sheet over me.
Cool. And
my wife needs to be like cocooned, like, you know, spun around in the, in the sheets.
Burritoed
completely with like 9 blankets. It's just like, just let me have like a little corner of the sheet.
Yeah, you get your own sheet or your own blanket. Then you get to choose the exact one you want.
Smart.
And that's yours. I mean, yeah.
Smart. Okay.
All Danny's right. Looking at us like that's incorrect. You have to be in full contact with your.
No, I'm imagining Tyson sleeping like a couple from the 1950s in two separate twin beds.
No, we're in a same king bed.
How are you managing two different sets of everything?
No, it's not two different. I like to sleep light with just a sheet or a thin blanket.
Yeah.
Naked.
Rachel likes to sleep with layers.
Yeah.
So she has her layers of the stuff she likes on her side. Mm-hmm. And I have my single thin blanket on my side.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. I can see that.
Smart.
It's good. Yeah, it's really smart.
All right, Danny. So this
Yes. Shark Tank. You make a blanket, not Shark Tank, Sloth Terrarium.
Yes.
Yeah.
You make a blanket that can either A, separate in the middle, mm-hmm. or is just different consistencies split down half. Mm-hmm. So like one is like a thick blanket and then the other half is just a nice thin. Yeah.
Yeah.
Something cool.
Okay. All right.
We'll figure it out. I think the idea is there. We just need to really brainstorm on how to make it cool.
All right, Danny, this is a story that I feel like is going to really appeal to you. Based on everything you were saying about the junk, you must be pray at the altar of Marie Kondo.
I did hear quite a bit about her. My wife attempted to Marie Kondo the house. Mm-hmm. And gave
sounds
up halfway
like she
through.
Doesn't Marie Kondo the house.
No, that's she gave up. She started and things were going great. Then she realized how much work it was to reorganize all this garbage. And so she gave up. Yeah, but it was there for a little bit.
Mm-hmm. All right. Marie Kondo came out of the start of 2019, shot out of a cannon. She was everywhere in January. The queen of tidying up, throw everything out, Tyson. But now people are calling out Marie Kondo because Marie Kondo, who everybody gave so much credit to, the life-changing magic of tidying up, has opened up an e-commerce store, Tyson, where now she wants to sell you more stuff to put in your house.
Wow. And are we, what's the deal? Because I feel like, go ahead, Dan.
I was going to say her whole philosophy is basically getting rid of something unless it adds value
or joy. I mean, yeah.
Probably not the way she would phrase it, but something like that. Like it has to have real value. You don't just hold on to things for, you know, just holding on to things sake.
Yeah.
Right. And so for her to sell what many people would consider junk or clutter, it just seems hypocritical. You know, I don't know if that's the perfect word to use here, but it's like it is a little bit ridiculous. Like, hey, get rid of everything unnecessary. Let me introduce you to some items that I am selling.
Well, her philosophy is that if it doesn't bring you joy, get rid of it. But now she is, get ready for the Black Friday deal at KonMari.com. Danny, this article about this from The Atlantic says Marie Kondo goes full goop.
Yeah, it is. That's what I thought, too, when I saw this.
Never go full goop.
Is that she's got a full goop. By the way, this is just what celebrities do. They come out with their own cookbooks, as it mentions in the article.
But when your whole celebrity is built on getting rid of clean, garbage,
it looks awful. Because already every celebrity is out there pushing their own garbage.
Hawking their shit.
Yeah, they're hawking their... I read the other day that Kim Kardashian's going to make almost $1 billion, or she's headed towards $1 billion for her stupid skin tight thing that she does, Skins. And it's like everyone is out there trying to do a Kardashian when it comes to celebrities pushing stuff. But this woman, she just should have known that someone around her should have said, don't you see the how this
irony?
The irony and you selling knickknacks to people who you're trying to tell to get rid of knickknacks. Yeah. But it says that here's the other thing. Did you see the very end? It says in the press release, Kondo promises that she touched all the products in her shop to ensure that they brought her joy.
Oh, well, then why is she getting rid of them?
I don't understand. So they bring her joy, right? Mm. So she's assuring, is she assuming that's going to bring everybody else joy? Because they brought her joy.
Yeah.
And if you're a Kondo fan, you should find joy in the same things.
How about this, Tyson? I've got an idea. For $100, Mark McGrath comes over your house and gets rid of all your junk.
You know, you got to work on your thesis and life goes on. And I'm sure there's big things ahead of you in the future, Braden. But Cheyenne cares about you enough to let you know that she's thinking about you. But the long distance thing is just a little difficult for her. And she wants you to stay positive.
This is what Kondo should do.
I love it.
A personalized message is more meaningful, is more interesting, and more memorable than any of the garbage that she's selling on her site.
Mm-hmm.
Like to get a message from Marie Kondo would have more impact than buying her a $200 tea container made of party Japanese elm.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Or her $180 cheese knives.
Yep.
I mean, getting a personalized message. Mark has got it figured out. He's not sending junk. He's sending memories.
Please don't send junk.
don't send your junk. Not this. But you know what I'm saying? It's like, don't sell me your cheese knives, which, by the way, if I gave someone these cheese knives for Christmas, they're just going to end up in a dump somewhere in five years.
Yeah.
Send a personalized Maria Kondo message. A Merry Christmas message.
No, not a Merry Christmas message. Just a message like sinister and threatening. Like, get rid of your junk right now. This is Marie Kondo.
Yeah, that is a better message. Right. Like the complete opposite.
Don't buy junk.
Expect.
Yeah. Like her, because she's so happy and bright on the show. Then really to just come in and be like, listen, all you A-wipes. It's time to get rid of your junk.
Egg whites. It does say in the article that basically everybody recognizes this for what it is. And it's just a cash grab because her 15
popularity
is fading. Her popularity is fading. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I can't blame her for wanting to get a lot of money as much as she can. That's human. But at the same time, when your whole message was built on getting rid of clutter, this seems like a ham-fisted way to do it.
Yeah. Okay. How torn was she, do you think, when the people were like, her manager's like, hey, I got to wait for us to get a bunch more money pretty quickly. And she's like, oh, what is it? And he's like, well, you may or may not like this, but what we're going to come up with is a bunch of plastic shit for the homes.
Some cheap Chinese knives will sell $100.
I love it. Yeah.
Oh, I bet you she wasn't torn at all when she looked at her bank account. And then
just
the projection.
Do you think that people are buying a lot of Marie Kondo stuff, Danny?
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty sure that she'll have a good Christmas. She'll have a happy, happy Christmas.
Okay. All right. Speaking of
happier than Elon Musk.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about the Cybertruck?
I don't care. It was great. I mean, my friend put an order in on one and I said, I can't ever ride with him in that truck.
I would put an order on one. Yeah. I would. I've been getting.
Then why don't you? It's only $100.
Well, yeah, but then when the time
same
comes
as a Mark McGrath cameo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, don't make me decide reserve between the two. But yeah, that's to reserve it. And it's fully refundable, that $100. But then the $48,000 that have to come later, that's.
It's only $48,000.
That's what they say.
They have three different models. And the number I saw was $40,000.
Like, I mean, that's a lot of money, but I feel like it's not like. I would have thought you were going to tell me it was like $300,000.
No. First of all, they don't know. These numbers always change. The other thing is
nobody's ordered one. As soon as somebody orders one, they'll figure out how much it costs.
The $40,000 is probably the cheapest one. But I would honestly get one against the advice of my wife.
It would be hilarious to roll around in the Cybertruck.
Dude, I think it'd be awesome, Tyson. Be so cool. I want one, but I can't afford one.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't. Like, what are you going to do there? Then I feel like you either have to live in outer space or go full Mad Max Rogue.
Yeah, that's what exactly is the point of the Cybertruck? Why was the Cybertruck necessary? It seems like it has bulletproof glass that isn't actually bulletproof.
Yeah, that's the best part.
Is it for like moving the Pope around? Why was a Cybertruck needed?
Okay, let me explain to you the whole Tesla ecosystem. Mm-hmm. All right. So let's assume there's going to be a solar flare or an EMP in the atmosphere in the near future, right? But let's say you live in a Tesla house that is shielded, I don't know, using lead or whatever. You've got solar panels, you've got battery packs, and you've got one of these bad boys in your house.
Yeah.
So when you're the only person with lights on, you need to be able to defend your house. And what better way to do that?
Danny, the market for Tesla is doomsday preppers?
Well, that's partly what it looks like, honestly.
I mean, all of their new cars come with a bio-grade air filter.
Yeah.
So like if you were in a war zone, you would be totally fine driving around
Musk is an arrogant. I appreciate his far-reaching ideas. I really do. I feel like there's a lot of flash and pomp. I mean, he says a lot of crazy things. He does a lot of crazy things. And this truck is just his idea of putting out something super flashy that'll grab headlines. I honestly think the window breaking was intentional because what are the odds? And they posted a video of them testing the windows and they were not breaking, right? What better way to draw attention to your truck? And you're like, you might be like, well, you're breaking a window, but they might say, no, you know, bad press.
So is the Cybertruck broga, Tyson?
How do you mean?
Like, was it that Tesla was not getting good enough publicity, so they came up with like the ugliest truck ever, and that's supposed
truck is supposed to be the design because of the way it's designed, like to tow the large capacities. It has to be carry certain lines with it and stuff. So it's whole supposedly the way it's all designed and why it looks so stupid.
Yeah,
is because it's creating something that can tow a larger capacity.
And let's be honest, they wanted
to twist and turn, and
they wanted to make a truck that looked different. Like they stated that the idea was to come out with something
accomplished.
Yeah, that looks different. Have you seen the interior of it? It doesn't have a round steering wheel. It has like an airplane yoke. Yeah, yeah. Like rectangle.
I think those are illegal. I think you're going to have to put a circle one in there.
Oh, that's interesting. I didn't know that. But anyway, I like the truck. I would definitely buy one and embarrass
prove
my
it,
wife
then.
And kids by
then
driving.
Prove it.
Okay. Hey, all right. Here's the deal. If people can give me enough money, mm-hmm. I'm going to need probably more than $40,000.
You get the base one.
Well, no. I mean, I think it's going to end up being more when it's all said and done. So okay. I'll get the base one, but I need to spend other people's money to do it.
Because my wife, everybody who puts any money into the fund, you will take them for a ride one time in it.
Or offer them a breakup cameo coupon.
One of the two.
Okay. Yeah, because I like the truck. Okay. I would gladly drive that. Remember, I use a truck for work. Mm-hmm. So
you only have to do 400 breakup videos to afford the base model.
Would Christoph be jealous if you had the Cybertruck?
He'd probably be like,
oh,
hey,
he's already jealous.
I'll drive my own car to the trailhead. I'll see you there.
Yeah, that's how I would be. I'd be like, I actually need to drive us if we're going anywhere, because second somebody sees me get out of that thing, my entire reputation would be cool.
It might end up being the Google Glass of cars. Mm-hmm. Like, it really could be like the new glass holes.
Yeah.
Danny, do you remember the time that Elon Musk went on Joe Rogan podcast and ate the turkey with the cannabis infused gravy?
I don't think he consumed it via turkey. I think he used it in its normal form. The
what
ancient
is this
technique
normal form?
Of sending it or making it alight and then breathing in its smoke.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Tyson, will you be going to see the new Star Wars movie this holiday season?
Why don't they just put it out on Disney Plus so I can watch it there?
Yeah, I know you were in the video where you were a Jedi one time, but I feel like that you're famously not a Star Wars person.
I like Star Wars just fine. Mm-hmm. Like, if I had a group of friends that was like, let's go watch the new Star Wars, I would go watch it. But I'm not going to go line up in my Yoda costume to watch
Star
it.
Wars is the Christmas of film franchises.
Yeah, how
it
so? Feels
like it's just when a new Star Wars is going to come out, we hear about it for 8 months. Mm-hmm. It just endlessly. By the time it gets there, you're like, oh my gosh, thank goodness this is going to be over.
Disney is going to crush. They've already crushed from a studio this year. They've made more than any other movie studio, and they have like 35 more movies coming out before the end of the year.
35 more movies?
No, but they do have a handful. They have like 4 or 5 more movies coming out before the end of the year.
Well, Tyson, in case you don't want to go see the new Star Wars movie.
Is there a where I could just read it or something?
Yes, if you're interested, I know you. Everybody always says the book is better than the movie.
The book is always better.
If that's the case, the book in which this new Star Wars movie is based on is actually available on eBay, because apparently one of the actors had the script to the film stolen from them, and now it's available on eBay.
Wow. I feel like this is illegal and that they could hunt down whoever posted this and retrieve the script and also press charges against the thief.
Ooh.
Okay. Make it work at Disneyland.
Yeah. So the story is that the script was left under somebody's bed and was found by somebody cleaning the room and ended up on eBay. Now, allegedly also Disney got the script back before it was sold. First off, is this story broga? Is this all just PR?
So Tyson actually had a great theory in the pre-show.
Yes.
And that was that the script was hopefully going to be a red herring.
A decoy.
Yeah.
Yeah. A decoy.
It could be
script.
A decoy.
Yes.
That's the only reason that makes sense where they're not trying to find legal repercussions for this theft.
Yeah, if no one's being punished, it means it was probably intentional.
But if it was intentional, why not let it hit eBay?
Yeah, that's the only thing that I guess cancels out Tyson's theory, because it never got fully exposed. So we didn't get to see some kind of spoilers. Mm-hmm. No spoilers were released
yet, but maybe somebody buys it and then they release them. And then they've made an extra.
That's what Rob's saying, is that they've already gotten it back. It's already back in the vault.
Oh,
at Magic Mountain.
Yeah.
So it sounds like they did take legal action.
Do you think that Disney has its own like SWAT team.
Yes.
Oh, for sure, dude. And they wear Disney masks. They wear Mickey Mouse masks.
How terrifying would that be if you're in the hotel room?
Kick your door in.
You've got this script, and then all of a sudden, the SWAT team, the Disney SWAT team, kicks down the door. Yeah, wearing all Disney character masks. Some of them are dressed like Frozen. Mm-hmm. They've got like you know, like machine guns, and it'd be terrifying. You'd hand that script over right away.
Like right away. We just got word Buzz Lightyear has a dead hooker in the hotel room. All right, everybody, let's move. Damn it, Buzz. How many times do we have to come in here and clean up your mess?
That's a movie I would watch. That's like the Bad Santa of Disney movies.
All right. All right, before we head into Danny's Bolt Hall, let me take a moment and thank one of our other sponsors. And of course, those are our friends over at Rothy's. Of course, we were talking so much about the holidays, how festive it is. Of course, the holidays mean celebration with friends, company parties, family gatherings. Why not look stylish and feel comfortable all season long? Because that's what Rothy's is here to do. Rothy's is the company that makes beautiful shoes for women and kids out of plastic water bottles, and they're crazy comfortable and fully machine washables too. That Rothy's has taken the idea that Danny loves so much about taking all of the stuff that we don't need, all the empty water bottles, and they turn them into shoes, which are the most loved, gotta have them brand. And it's no surprise they have over 1,000 nearly perfect reviews. Stylish, sustainable, comfortable, washable. They really are the all-in-one pair of shoes, the perfect flats for the hustle and the bustle of the holiday season. My wife has a pair of Rothy's. She loves her. They're the everyday flats for life on the go, stylish and comfortable. They go with everything from yoga pants to dresses and skirts that they come in an ever-changing array of colors, prints, and patterns, and are available in a range of styles like sneakers, loafers, points, and more. And best of all, they are seamlessly knit using thread made from plastic water bottles. They're ultra comfortable, and the second you slip them on, they're right, and there's no zero break-in period for these shoes. Here's the mind-blowing fact, Danny, that they are made with the repurposed water bottles, and they have diverted over 35 million water bottles from landfills already. Plus, they're machine washable too. So every time they need a refresh, simply toss them in the washing machine. It's like getting a fresh pair every laundry day. So go check out all the amazing styles available right now at Rothy's.com/Rob. Rothy's make a perfect gift for your best girlfriends and family. They'll thank you with every step. Go to Rothy's.com. That's Rothy's.com/Rob to get your new favorite flats in time for the holidays. Comfort, style, and sustainability. These are the shoes you've been waiting for. Head on over to Rothy's.com/Rob today. All right, Danny, here we go.
Welcome to my bolt hole. I think you're gonna like it. I think you're gonna feel you belong.
Yeah.
We spoke briefly about this and the most detested dishes.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, got him.
Trying to be fast here, Rob. Sorry, trying to Danny. Be fast. The most disgusting dishes served at Thanksgiving, according to a poll done 2 weeks ago. What do you think is number one?
Most disgusting Thanksgiving dish.
Yes.
I feel like green bean casserole.
Boom. Yes, that was third.
Okay.
The first one was cranberry sauce.
Oh, I think I like cranberry sauce.
Okay, you're in the minority. The second one, they talk about cranberry sauce in a tin can.
Let Tyson guess.
Oh, sorry. Go, Tyson.
Okay, the question one more time.
What's the grossest Thanksgiving food?
Yes.
Yeah, I would say the cranberry sauce is the grossest. I know a lot of people said the green bean casserole was too, but the cranberry stuff, I don't care for the cranberry stuff.
Here's the thing. They talk about it with it shaped like a can. Is that a real thing? Do people serve it?
Well, if you when you open the can and then you take and you dump it out, yeah, it comes out like the same
you just
shape.
Dump it out like prison slop and leave it in the shape of the can.
I think you can because it's funny. But I think most people, if they're gonna serve it nice, you know, you mash it up.
Yeah, oh, that's gross. But a lot of people also didn't like pumpkin pie.
What?
Yeah, pumpkin pie was 21% said they could do without pumpkin pie. I mean, I'm not a huge pumpkin guy pie without a ton of whipped cream.
Whipped cream or Cool Whip?
Oh, Cool Whip.
Yeah.
To drown out the taste of the pumpkin pie, I won't eat pumpkin pie. That's how I feel about it. But here's the really surprising thing. Actually, there are two surprising things. One was how many people didn't like turkey. What do you think the percentage is for people who don't like turkey?
I don't know. 35%.
Wow. 20%.
Okay.
So a little bit less, but that is the main dish. That's the thing. That's what Thanksgiving is built on. It's the foundation of Thanksgiving dinner is turkey. And 20%, one out of five people hate the main dish.
Yeah.
And there's a good reason because turkey is disgusting.
Yeah. What do you do if you, you hate turkey and you want to let your family know that you don't want to have turkey at your Thanksgiving? Luckily,
create a podcast where some of your brothers listen.
No, you, I think Rob was heading down. You, get a cameo from Mark.
Oh,
she wants you to be friends. And she knows that, you're a fan of the band Sugar Ray, which I'm honored. I wish I was delivering you good news. Hopefully I can see you backstage, give you a high five someday, dude. And we can maybe laugh about this sometimes.
So maybe send a cameo of Barry Manilow or someone to your mom.
Hey, Barry Manilow here.
And Danny's not interested in eating turkey this Thanksgiving.
This is so good. I gotta use cameo. Even
what would you just break the news to Rachel about, Tyson?
I'm just gonna find the cheapest person on there. It doesn't matter if they're famous or not. You just have to have somebody to break whatever news. So let's find the cheapest person on Cameo.
Survivor, Tyson.
Okay. Can you list them by price?
Sure. Are you going to use this? I would, we got to find someone who we think can deliver the no turkey message the best.
Okay.
No, you does
your mom.
Just somebody cheap.
Mm-hmm.
No, because coming from a stranger, your mom would know who it is.
Hmm. It wouldn't matter. It doesn't matter.
It does matter. If it's a face they recognize, they're going to totally listen and they're going to take the message a completely different way.
Is there anybody from the cast of MASH that's on there?
All done.
I mean, you could get Omarosa's only $49. Celebrity Big Brother with Mark McGrath.
Did I roast those guys so hard?
I mean... War Dog is only $11, Tyson. I feel like
that's pretty good, but your parents wouldn't know War Dog.
Just do the right thing and send a cameo to your mom if you're one of those people who doesn't like turkey. And you know, let her down softly. Let her know that, yeah, it's not her, it's the turkey you don't like. And you don't want to see it on the table this Thanksgiving.
I like it.
Richard Hatch is $50. That's expensive.
Yeah. He might work, though.
Yeah. I mean, Chris Underwood's only $30. Josh Canfield, $10. That's your answer.
But Danny's parents wouldn't know who that is.
Yeah.
Reen Daly is only $20. But you don't need to know who she is.
You know, a couple years ago, there were three kinds of turkey at my Thanksgiving.
Turducken?
Traditional turkey, smoked turkey, and fried turkey. And it didn't matter how hard they tried. The turkey tasted disgusting. It's just
smoked turkey. That's the one with the cannabis gravy.
I wish that the Indians would have introduced like Kobe beef to the settlers, you know, some delicious meat, but turkey's all we got, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, what other native meats would you have liked it to be back then?
That's a problem is that it happened so long ago. There weren't a lot of delicious options. Like grain fed beef wasn't an option. Yeah. It was all like wild game. And I guess out of all the wild game, this is turkey's, I guess. Okay.
The least offensive.
Maybe the least offensive. I had the fattier ones, like maybe a buffalo, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think if they had given him like a buffalo burger, that would have been way better.
Mm-hmm. But did they have a way of grinding meats back then to make burger patties? Do you think that was that a Native American thing?
Well, they had those things for grinding corn. I'm sure you just throw in some slab of buffalo meat into one of those corn grinding things and just turn it into ground beef. That's science.
Okay.
I like that. Anyway, Tyson, we're stuck with it.
Did you get any reviews open that we should be thankful for?
Man, I don't think I'm seeing all the latest reviews because the latest one I have. Oh, yeah, I do. There's one from Thursday and it is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37. Let's see if there's
eggplant.
More. Whoa. 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50 eggplants in the shape of a heart.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
And so, it says news. They're on it. Exclamation point. 5 stars by Gretel 120.
Wow. That's a lot of eggplants for each of us. Mm-hmm. Merry Christmas to us.
Yes, the perfect amount.
I'm going to go tell Liz right now how many eggplants I just got.
Yeah.
Hey, you don't like me so much, but I want you to know there are people out there who are giving me tons of eggplants.
That's
Throw
nice.
This stuff away.
That's nice. Yeah. How does Liz feel about your internet podcast stardom, Danny?
I don't know. I don't think she does listen occasionally mm-hmm. to News AF. Maybe she's looking to see if I slander her good name. I don't know why she does listen to it in the car from time to time, but she doesn't really talk. I think she thinks I'm a joke a lot of the time because all of my business ventures bring, they're like all over the place, right? They're a bit scatterbrained. Mm-hmm. And I think she looks at me, she always threatens to get a job because she feels like I don't have a job. Mm-hmm. Because I do so many random things. So to sum it up, I think she thinks I'm a joke and what I do is a good laugh.
Wow.
Yeah.
So she thinks that you're a joke.
Probably. She thinks my careers, she thinks that all the things I do are a bit of a joke.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I don't think she would say that openly, mm-hmm. but I think
like
she looks at
it. A joke or
It's so non-traditional. Mm-hmm. Like when you explain to people, Rob, that you do podcasting for a living, it's probably an extended conversation because a lot of people don't understand or believe that that is possible. Right.
I think at one point it was. And now usually it goes that, well, I do podcasts and then people say, oh, so do I. Do you want to be on my podcast?
Dude, so for me, that's the conversation every time, huh? Mm-hmm. Oh, I do podcasts too. Do you want to be on mine? And maybe I could be on yours. And you're like, well, that's not how mine works. Oh, well, we can figure something out probably.
So yeah, I'm having a discussion about podcasting with someone from 2012 or 13. That's my discussion with Liz. Like, I don't know how all this works. I know you're doing a lot of stuff. I don't know what you do when you go into that gross room, the spunk bunker, or why you edit all those videos or where you go in the afternoons, but, you're the best I could do.
Yeah, so but I love you.
I'll stick it out.
All right. Well, great job. What a fun-filled holiday News AF edition this was. Great job once again, Danny and Tyson.
Thank you.
Merry Thanksgiving.
Yes, all of those.
All right. Tyson, anything else you want the listeners to know?
Just be grateful, you know, and we're thankful that you guys are listening. You know, what have we been? 2-3 years on this thing?
I think it's 4.
Over 3,000 followers on our Facebook page to contribute news stories. That's the best place to contribute them. Mm-hmm. And we've got a lot of love.
Yeah.
And that's all. Right, Rob? Was that from the heart enough?
Yeah, that was great.
Thanks, everybody.
Great job. Follow at Tyson Apostle. Follow at Danny Brightson. We'll be back next week with more News AF. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody who's observing. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.